Good morning. Today we have a fascinating, a very relevant question. And if I have a sefer, for example, I'm learning from a Gemara, and it would assist me to prop it up, so I want to put a sefer underneath it. And it could be that I want to see it at an angle, so I'm going to put my sefer on top of that sefer partially, or I want it to be higher up, so I'm going to put it on top of the other sefer fully. Can I take another sefer from elsewhere and bring it and use that to support the sefer that I am learning from? So we're going to go through a Taz now. And the Taz says that it appears to Kim that those people that are knowing that when they are learning from a sefer and they want to raise up that sefer, poshet yado, they extend their hand and they take a sefer, a different sefer, and they put it underneath the sefer that they're using, the isura ika mishum bizayin. It appears to the Taz that it is prohibited to do so. It is a disgrace. It is a disgrace to the sefer underneath. He says that explicitly because you are mevaza that second sefer, liotashmish mash yuchalasos beitzo be'evin. You're using it, a sefer kodesh, in place of what could be used, a piece of wood, a stone, something like that. So it's really disgraceful to the sefer to simply take it from another place and use it to prop up the sefer that you're using. But then he says, it could be that you want to bring an example or a proof that it is permitted from a halacha brought by the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch and Hilcha Shabbos. When it comes to Hilcha Shabbos, they both paskin that it's permitted to basically build up a structure from Svarim. And for example, they say you put a sefer on the right side, a second sefer on the left side with some space between them, and you can put a sefer, a third sefer on top of them, kind of like a pyramid. One on the right, one on the left, one on top, and there's some space underneath the one on the top, so the two on the bottom are a little separated. And we paskin in Hilcha Shabbos that that is not considered an ohel. That is not the building of a building ohel. It's permitted to build that because you're not building it in order to have the air underneath. It's not as if you're building a building and you want the inside there, the underneath of the svarim, the inside between those three svarim. That's not your intention whatsoever. So it appears from that that it's permitted to put a sefer on top of a sefer because you're having a pyramid here, one on the right, one on the left, one on top, and you apparently you're going to use the one on the top. So you want to bring a proof that it is permitted to put one sefer on top of another, even intentionally. So the Taz says that is not a proof. That's not a proof that you can prop up a sefer. Why? Because in that situation, in the pyramid, in Hilcha Shabbos, it's talking about a situation where you want to use all three of Svarim. You want to use all of them. You want to keep them all close. They're already available to you. And in that situation, because you're going to be using all of them, the Halach is simply telling us that as you structure them as a pyramid, there is no problem of an Isra Ohel on Shabbos. No problem. Those are all you're going to use. You're going to keep them around. You want access to them. Not a problem putting one on top of the other. No problem of Ohel. In contrast, when you're taking a sefer from another place, a different location, and you're using it simply to prop up a sefer that you're using, in place of a piece of wood, in place of whatever it may be, any inanimate object that has no kedusha, you're using a sefer intentionally and bringing it to you, heavy bizayon gadol. It is a big bizayon. As long as you're taking it from another location, even if it's on the same table as you already, but you're taking that sefer and you're bringing closer to you in order to prop up your sefer, that is disgraceful. But then he does bring somewhat of an heter. He does says that unless that sefer is already there, that second sefer, the bottom sefer that you're using as the prop is already there and you're simply putting your sefer that you're learning on top of it, that would be permitted. So it seems from this Taz, it's pretty explicit in the Taz, that the prohibition here is when you bring that second sefer from another place to you with the intent of using it as a prop to the sefer you're using. But if that second sefer is already right by you and you're simply using it to prop off your sefer, you're not moving it to you, it doesn't have that disgraceful appearance that you're bringing it closer intentionally, it happened to be there, and you put your sefer on top of it, then based on that Taz, it would be permitted. Now, I just do want to mention before we close that the Sefer Kedushas Beis HaKnesses does bring that there is an opinion that we are lenient. And I'll read it inside. Ulam yesh omrim shemuta lakachat sefer afilu kishlo hayasham. There is an opinion that you can take a sefer even if it wasn't right by you. You're taking it from another place. And you can take it from that other place, bring it to you, put it underneath the sefer that you're using. So there is a lenient view. However, what you have to be careful of is, as we talked about in the sugya, at the beginning of the sugya, that you can't be putting a sefer of lesser kedusha on top of a sefer of greater kedusha. For example, if you are learning a Gemara and that second sefer that you bring is a Tanakh, that cannot be done. It has to be a sefer of equal or lesser kedusha that you're bringing, but not more kedusha. But the Iker view is that of the Taz, that it should not be done. If it happens to be sitting there, then you can use it. But to bring it intentionally for the purpose of propping up your book, that would be viewed as a bizayon to that second sefer. Have a wonderful day.